Tundu Lissu is welcomed home by hundreds of his supporters in Dar es Salaam. He fled Tanzania soon after a general election in 2020.
We now want a new constitution. Lissu will stand firm when it comes to constitutional and election reforms. That's what we have been fighting for. We want an independent electoral commission. We are seeing changes politically. We are seeing more freedom. Our media space is becoming bold. We have no fear when we are being interviewed by the media.
Lissu competed against former President John Pombe Magufuli, who died just months after winning his second term. He came second, but rejected the result, saying it was marred by irregularities. In 2017, he was shot 16 times by unknown attackers in the capital, Dodoma. That case has never been resolved. During that period, several politicians, activists, and journalists were jailed.
Tanzania's 30-year journey as a multi-party country was not easy. It was not decorated with marble, but it is decorated with stones. There is blood spilled and people have suffered.
But things have since changed politically. President Samia Suluhu Hassan recently lifted a ban on gathering of political parties imposed during that election. Opposition leaders have been calling for electoral and political reforms for many years and an independent electoral commission. They say they also want the head of state to be held accountable once a presidential term ends.
In our country, the president is like a god who has all the powers to elect and appoint all judges. The president selects the chairman of the electoral commission.
The president has had talks with the opposition and promised to talk about reforms. Some political analysts say the president is keen to break with some of her predecessors' hardline policies and restore democracy. Tanzania goes to the election in 2025, and many here are hoping the president will not go back on her words as the election draws nearer. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera.